Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:37, it's good morning to Darren. And another great day in Croke Park, and Dublin are champions again.
Absolutely, Audrey. It really was a great day. What a crowd as well.
It was a great crowd, 48,000.
Yeah, and it seemed like a really good atmosphere. I was working at it from the studio here in Donnybrook.
I was there. It was great noise. It was really good.
A great colour as well. Yeah. Dublin, as you say, the champions, TG Cahir, All-Ireland Ladies Football Champions, and deserving so as well. Very comprehensive 12-point victory. And I think the platform really built in that first half performance, they were just terrific, weren't they? They kind of did what Kerry did in the men's final last weekend.
Absolutely. They came in from the start and they just never stopped.
No nonsense. and went straight for it and got it. Our correspondent, Marty Morrissey, went along to the Dublin post-final celebrations last night and he spoke with some of the players.
I'm joined by Leah Caffrey, the vice-captain, Orla Nolan, the player of the match, and the legendary Hannah Tyrrell. Can I start with you, Hannah? Today was a wonderful day for Dublin football, and you contributed hugely. But I'm sure an emotional day as well, because it's going to be your last time in the blue jersey.
Yeah, but like, how amazing to come away with a win. Special group this year, you know, and we knew we had a performance like that in us. And for me, it was just all about the team and knowing that we had that in us to get over the line, and we did so fairly emphatically.
Hannah, you've had an amazing career. I think you won an under-16 All-Ireland medal as a goalkeeper with Dublin. You've represented Ireland at international level for the Six Nations, played with Shamrock Rovers and played with the Dublin ladies football team and won All-Ireland medals. That is an astonishing career.
Yeah, look, I've been lucky and privileged in my career to stay relatively injury-free until now. I've just been lucky, and sport's been a big part of my life and will continue to do so, just in a very different capacity, I suppose, after this. But going to enjoy the next few days and soak it all in.
You won't be enticed to continue on after winning your All-Ireland medal today?
No, look, I'm definitely done. Might need a bit of help with rehab here and there next year, and obviously love to get into coaching at some point in the future and try spread any knowledge I have around and improve the game. But no, I'm fairly content with what I've done and what this team has achieved, and I look forward to other players and younger girls who've been in our squad stepping up to the mantle and showing what they can do.
Having played for Ireland, having played League of Ireland football as well, where do the Dubs rate? And be very careful, we're well surrounded by Dublin footballers here.
Ah, look, I've made no... winning a senior All-Ireland was a huge dream of mine when I came back into the setup in 21, and we did that in 2023, and the hunger and desire there after last year was back again. And as I said, I knew we had something special in us this year, and playing for Dublin is such a privilege to represent this county, the people we have. And as I said previously, how lucky am I, how privileged am I to get to do something and to finish on my own terms in Croke Park, winning an All-Ireland final with an amazing group.
And I know you picked up an injury, but you walked off the pitch. You weren't going to let the ambulance take you off.
Yeah, no, I definitely felt my career had to be finished by me walking off the pitch. You know, not many people get to choose when their career ends. And I certainly wasn't doing it on the back of an ambulance cart.
Well, you mentioned privilege. Let us say, on behalf of all of us who know you, it is a privilege to know you and to have watched you play incredible football, soccer, rugby. So, well done. I think she deserves a Bula Boss. What do you think? Hey! Orla Nolan, wonderful game today, and you have your own backstory because you're only just back from injury.
Yeah, I suppose just back from injury, but like the guys here, they've been so good at keeping me involved since back in December. It's never felt like I was by myself, so it always felt like just coming straight back in, just to slot in to play with the people that you love playing with, so enjoyed it.
Tell me about your injury and how long has it been since that injury happened?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about it there during the week. I think I would have had surgery this Saturday coming last year, so yeah, a bit of a full circle year.
Not a bad
one.
No, but look, I've had the back, like the medical team for us has been unbelievable. Sammy Dowling, Jenna O'Riordan and Vanessa O'Connor, anything that I needed to do, they were already on top of it and just did what they told me to do.
But Orla, an injury that serious, as you say, a year ago Saturday, and now to play an All-Ireland final to be player of the match, that is also like really some journey, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe Hannah can do that next year.
I think that's an invitation to come back, Hannah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was just probably maybe a bit naive in myself and thinking what's ahead of me. But I think every day it's just, okay, what do I have to go and do to get myself ready to be able to pull on the jersey and to be able to perform in a way that it deserves, to the performance that the jersey deserves.
Well, you gave some performance today. Every time you caught the ball, you were running, you were showing sidesteps, scoring points. I mean, you must have gotten a great buzz out of it.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think when you're in the half-forward line, you just want to get on the ball and, you know, make good decisions with it. So I was lucky to have the players. I think the defenders coming out did so well to kind of get it to us wide. And then we had the inside movement of the forward line to, you know, I just knew what I had to do with the minute. So it was, yeah, it was easy.
It was a joy. You made it look easy, Arlene. Yes. Take all the credit when it's going. Leah Caffrey, I know you've won All-Ireland medals in the past, but this today I thought was one of the best exhibitions of football I've seen in a long time from Dublin.
Yeah, definitely. I think we even shocked ourselves a bit, but we were delighted to get like ahead in the first half, and then from the second half we were able to just push on with it, and a lot of experience in the team, which is great, but a lot of young girls as well coming in, and I think we just gelled, particularly in the last 2 weeks after a really tough Galway game. We could just kind of really focus on what things we could improve and what things we could change coming into this final, and yeah, I think we kind of did ourselves proud today.
And to play in Croke Park in front of whatever the attendance was, 45,000 people, I mean, it was really Croke Park, you know, with a huge audience and a huge attraction to ladies football.
Yeah, definitely. Having that huge crowd there, especially all the Dublin fans, it was like created such a great atmosphere. And after the game, it was great getting to see so many young girls, and hopefully they'll be in Dublin jerseys very soon. And yeah, it's a really exciting time for ladies football.
Leah Caffrey and Orla Nolan and Hannah Tyrrell, three legends of the game of football. Congratulations on your wonderful success.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks to everyone involved there. One important piece of information we need to get out to everyone that supports the Dublin Ladies football team: their homecoming celebrations are going to take place at Smithfield, which they usually do tomorrow. So that's Tuesday, okay. That's 6 o'clock, and that obviously down to the adverse weather conditions. So tomorrow, Tuesday, Dublin homecoming, Smithfield Square. Tyrone Mead Laois in the intermediate final. Louth are the junior champions. Now, my favourite story of the weekend, it's a little bit sports related, but a bit of life lesson stuff in here as well. It's in relation to the Lions and their brilliant win over Australia in the series. Lost the last match on Saturday, but after the tour was concluded, Bundiaki revealed to reporters that he missed the birth of his daughter to play in the Lions' first test against Australia. So this has gone way back to the 19th of July, Audrey. He actually came on, he was a replacement, played about 20 minutes or thereabouts, if memory serves me correct, and he got the news just hours before that particular match, and that his wife Kayla had given birth to their fifth child. They were back visiting family in New Zealand, so they were back there. That's where Anya, the daughter, was born. His wife gave birth in the back of the car on the way to the hospital. So I won't do justice by explaining what happened. I'll hand it over to Bundy himself and he'll take us through it. And he dropped this in matter-of-factly just at the end of an interview with reporters. Astonishing stuff.
I want to enjoy my break, enjoy my family time. I haven't seen my family for eight weeks. I have a newborn child, which I haven't met yet. So she was born in when we were playing in Brisbane. So I haven't met her. Her name's Anya. So I'm looking forward to going to meet my newborn child and go from there. She calls me. She's like, oh, okay. On the way to the hospital, I was like, fine. Be safe. 5 minutes later, she sends a photo. Her water broke. I was like, okay, cool. All right. You're almost there. Something like 30, 40 minutes away from the hospital. I was like, you'll be all right. Mum's driving. 10 minutes later, she video called soft baby on the photo, on the video call. So, yeah, she had it in the car on the way to the hospital. So,
no way.
So they're both strong and healthy. So, happy days.
Isn't that something else?
That is amazing.
And I
no
think
cool about it all.
I know, yeah, very matter of fact. Well done to Kayla there, the real hero in all of this on that Lions tour. Shamrock Rovers overcame Derry City last night, 2-0 in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. Rovers 11 points clear at the top. St Pat's beat Waterford 2-0 also. Stephen Bradley, the Rovers manager, has been speaking to John Kenny, and he's not celebrating a league title just yet.
You're 10 clear, is that it?
No, there's a...
I knew you were going to say that.
No, there's a long way to go. We have another round. We've got to go to Derry. There's a lot of games to go where we don't start calling that. What we do is try and extend the lead, and that's why tonight was so important. Going into Europe, we want to be going deep. We want to play Thursday, Sunday, travel. That gets difficult. And the more you can give yourself a buffer, the better. And tonight was important.
Yeah, so Rovers in great shape at the moment. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic began their new campaign with a 1-0 win over St Mirren. Very hard-fought victory at that as well. Great weekend at the 123.ie National Track and Field Championships. And among some of the highlights, Sarah Lavin winning the 100-metre hurdles to secure her 10th national title. Mark English then met a 10 himself in the 800. Alex O'Neill pipped Sarah Healy. What a finish this was in the 800 metres final. Well done to Alex there, upsetting the odds. Borey Akinola claimed the men's 100 metre title. Israel Olatunde pulled out of the final there. Kieran Neville is the women's 100 metre champion, and a great finish to the men's 5000. Andrew Coskren crossing the line first there. But let's get some reaction after losing to Israel Olatunde 21 times. He finally beat him in the national indoors 60 metres earlier this season, and the two were then to go to head yesterday in the 100 final, but Olatunde pulled out just before the final because of injury, and Akinola claimed the title. He spoke to Gary Moran afterwards.
It just means the whole world. It's so inspiring to see so many young kids get interested in athletics now. Like, the face of Irish athletics is just going, it's on a rise and a rise, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. It's so good to see.
And what do you see for you down the track?
Another 3 weeks to qualify for Tokyo, so I'm going to do as many races as I can just to get my rankings up, and if I can get the auto queue, I can. If not that this year, then next year we got the World Indoors, we got the European Outdoors. I think I'm in a good position to make it individually for that. We already more or less qualified for the relay, so that's going to be good to look forward to. And then obviously LA 2028 is the big goal. That's the big hurrah.
Yeah, stars on the rise. That's your sport for now. Audrey.
Great stuff, Darren. Thank you very much indeed. It's nearly 10 to 9. We'll be talking about the Guinness World Records after the break.